So I'm speaking in the Beit Medrash. I hope it's legible and coherent. There's just a lot of running around. So at the end of the day, I just wanted to get some Divrei Chizuk out. And it's a very complex day, Tisha B'Av. And it's complex, obviously, because it's challenging emotionally to be able to move somewhere else and to put yourself into a state of mourning and to question your reality and to mourn your reality when we spend so much time convincing ourselves that our reality is perfect and it's our reality. It's the only one we know. Obviously, during the year of COVID-19, it's a little bit easier to question your reality because it's been ripped to shreds. It's been ground to dust, so we realize how flimsy and how interchangeable all these capital R realities really are. But there's an interesting dichotomy that's latent in the word Echa. It's machlokas in the Medrash Rabbah, whether the word Echa is a kina, but Nechemya Omer Ein Lashon Echa Ela Kina, or Echa, according to Behuda, is a lashon of tochacha, lashon of chiding and chastising and rebuking. And rebuke, he quotes a pasuk in Yirmeyah Chatamu Chachamim Anachnu V'taras Hashem Itanu. It's a tochacha that's meant to yield tshuva. The word tochacha means rebuke, but ultimately it's a tochacha which should yield tshuva, and to listen to the rebuke and to absorb the rebuke and to try to improve. And it really captures the dichotomy of the day, because I feel over the years that the go-to place for many people on Tisha B'Av, serious people who want to engage in Tisha B'Av and want to confront the day, and the tone that they have is a very Yom Kippur tone, and that becomes their almost default tone of shouting and screaming and davening and loud. And there's a part of the day, and I feel, I'll tell you how I feel those two should be reconciled, that's not about critique and tshuva and improvement. It's just about absorbing the shock, living the horror, suffering the tragedy, considering the travesty of Jewish history, how hard we've fought, how long we've walked, sensing a bit of the triumph that we've been exposed to and merited to receive, but the frustration of that small triumph not having flowered the way we expected it to, as quickly as we expected it to. And that's more avelus and kina, as Rabbi Nechemya said, and less tshuva. And it's really important, I'm being a little more frontal than I normally am, for people to try to avoid tshuva on Tisha B'Av, at least in the beginning of Tisha B'Av. Let me give you an example. It would be like standing across or on top of a freshly cut grave, chas v'shalom, suffering an immense, unspeakable, horrific tragedy. And at the grave, people are enumerating, well, how can we change? And what fault is of theirs? What fault is there of ours? How can we improve? It's ghastly. It's grotesque. You're standing in front of a grave. You cry. You hug each other. You moan. You wail. You just ponder the futility of the sudden loss of life and how your world feels like it will end and how you can't recover. And at that point, tshuva is too clinical and it's too formulaic and it's too dispassionate and it doesn't capture the sadness and the trauma. And I know it's different. I know why people end up with tshuva, because that's just the recognizable place to be. And that's we know how to do tshuva. We know how to try tshuva. We know how to succeed. But we know what Yom Kippur is. We know what a Zerzimei tshuva is. We know what personal tshuva is. We know what Tehillim is. But Echa isn't Tehillim. And I think it's hard, because you have to shatter the world around you. You have to make believe the world around you isn't perfect, and it isn't, and see through the veneer of perfection that you script for yourself every day, because you have to make peace with your reality. And still, if you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael, last night I was giving a shiur to a community in Manchester, and one of the questions after the shiur was, do I feel that my Tisha B'Av experience is different in Israel than it was in America? Well, it's a hard question, because I haven't been in America for Tisha B'Av in a long, long time, or haven't lived in America. I would have visited America. But I certainly feel that my Tisha B'Av would be much more hollow if I were not able to bring my entire identification with what the land of Israel means to us historically, and how that history has been tumultuous, and how we struggled for this land, and the sheer trauma and the tragedy of that loss of Shir HaShir, that we lost our romance with Hashem. And it's a long tunnel of Jewish history, and we're finally at the end of the tunnel, but it's a chance to return and travel through that tunnel and through that darkness. And with that historical sweep, I think Tisha B'Av really doesn't carry the same historical resonance and the same sense of tragedy. And then all does shrink either into tshuva or into we're suffering the fact that we're not able to learn Torah as much as we should, which is true because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but there's so much more heft and breath to Tisha B'Av. and I think I've given shiur on this. I don't think I could give a shiur, but I think up bihalacha, if you can focus the first part of Tisha B'Av on the Avelos, that's why we don't say Slichos, we don't say Yud Gil Amidos, we don't lay Yud Gil Amidos in the morning, Parshas Kitisa. And then after Chatzelos, when the Avelos subsides a bit, then I think some of the Tshuva elements emerge. You can take a look at Yeshaya Perek Aleph, the Haftarah we read for Parshas Chazon, where he's berating them, but the call to Tshuva, and this is before the Churban, so the Avelos isn't as pronounced, but it's still an Avelos of how much Yerushalayim has deteriorated. And that pasuk about encouraging them to tshuva only appears towards the tail end. I forget if it's the tail end of Perek Aleph, the beginning of Perek Vav. It doesn't make a difference right now. It doesn't matter. But it's not his opening salvo. It's not his opening statement. So it's really important to try to dedicate emotionally this day towards Avelos. And then, out of the Avelos, to find some glimmer of hope or sliver of hope through tshuva. But the pasuk that, to me, I'll just conclude with this pasuk, because it's really about trying to find 5, 6, 7 psukim, especially for those who are not that familiar with all of Eicha. It's not like davening, when I encourage boys to improve their davening. If you try to tackle the entire process, you're going to fail. There's just too much. So I encourage them to take one paragraph a week and try to work on it. Take one pasuk a day. So I think the same thing with Eicha. Eicha is not a sefer that people study too often. So there are some people who are familiar with the sefer, and it's a good time now. It's a couple of days before Tisha B'Av to familiarize yourself. But if you don't, then at least try to remember a few psukim. I gave a shiur last night, and I just tried to highlight 5 or 6 psukim. But a pasuk that I think is really helpful is the pasuk of Yeshev Badad V'Yidom. Sit by yourself quietly, Kinatal Alav, because your crown or because your glory was taken from you. And Tisha B'Av is really about being quiet. I'm not a big fan of public gatherings. I'm not a big fan of events. I'm not a big fan of walking around the walls of Yerushalayim. I am a big fan for people who won't find more healthy or Tisha B'Av suitable outlets. It's a question of going to Yerushalayim or watching TV, or it's a question of going to a public shiur. Not that this year there'll be so many public shiurim. But the goal, I think the ideal of Tisha B'Av, is how Yirmiya describes it, Yeshev Badad V'Yidom, just to sit silently and ponder, to just be silent, and just try to make sense of it all, and just think and introspect and process it. And then this year I was asked by one of the organizations to be involved in a Tisha B'Av program, and my condition was I just felt uncomfortable. Once they told me it was being pre-recorded, I said, it's fine, and I don't feel like I have to disrupt my Tisha B'Av investiture, emotional investiture. So I think it's really important not to perform tshuva on Tisha B'Av, or not to immediately convert the day into Yom Kippur, and to find that other voice. Hopefully I have a chance to deliver a couple more over the course of the next couple of days.